Okay, we're now in Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, and we are on the second wide line, not the widest lines, but the second wide line, so the middle wide line. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, Behema Chetcha Shel Irni Dachas Chetcha Shel Ir Acheres. Let's say you have an animal that's jointly owned by two people, and one of the person lives in an Irni Dachas, and one of them lives in another city. So Asura, the animal, cannot be eaten. But Isa, but let's say you have a piece of dough that's jointly owned between two partners. Chetza she'er nidachas, chetza ir acheres. It's jointly owned by two people. One lives in ir nidachas, one does not live in ir nidachas. Muteres, then you can eat the dough, at least the permitted one, the half, the one that's permitted. In other words, the half you can divide into two, and half of it can go to the person who's living in, not in the ir nidachas. So my time, what's the reason? Why do we make a distinction between an animal and a piece of dough? Behema kamanda lo pligia damya. An animal is as if it's not divided. What does that mean? It means that when it comes to an animal, at least Rashi says, eif shel kazayis basar blo shchita. You need to do shchita when it comes to, you can't eat a kosher piece of meat without shchita. And when you shech the animal, so when you shechting, let's say you divide it equally. So there are two simanim. There's the kana and the veshet. There's the windpipe and the esophagus that you're shechting of the animal. So let's say, basically, you divide it to half. So one simon belongs to the ir nidachas guy, one belongs to the non-ir nidachas guy. So when you shecht the simon that belongs to the ir nidachas guy, you're not really doing shechita. The shechita that you're doing is you're actually killing the animal. Rashi says the chishachat l'siman dir nidachas in a shochet el memis. You're not doing real shechita. So basically, there hasn't been the two simanim are not halachically being shechted for purposes of eating, and therefore you can't eat the animal. But the dough you can easily split up. Some of the mafarshim say this works with the position of yesh breira, that sometimes when you can divide something and you can sort of clarify after the fact, even though it's not clear what at the outset who owns what. But when you have to split the property, you can sort of say, okay, this piece is iridachas piece of dough, and this piece is not iridachas piece of dough. The Rasha says a different explanation. He says when it comes to an animal, part of the animal, you can't divide into two, because part of the animal, let's say that's permitted, is being nourished by part of the animal that's forbidden. So therefore, it doesn't work according to the Gemara, the way the Rashash understands it. And I'm sorry, that was the Rashash asked that question, and the Maritz Chaya gives that answer. Okay, the Gemara then says, gonna ask the following question. Boy Rav Chista, Rav Chista asks, Behemas, Ir Nidachas, the animal of Ir Nidachas, Mahu de Tisnane, Bo Shchit Latarm de Midei Nevela. Does a Shchita help to purify it from being a nevela? Nevela is an animal that died not with shechita. Not only is it not permitted to eat, but also it is tamei. So when you shecht an animal from ir nidachas, is it no longer tumas nevela? Maybe you can't eat it, but maybe there's no tumas nevela. So with the two sides of the debate is the following: Neficha ever machmana lo shana shechta bishchat lo shana kat lamikta. When the Torah says that you have to hakeh. That you have to hachrim al sabas kol asher baves behem del fichar, that you have to destroy the city and the animal lefi charev by sword. Does that mean however you want to kill it, whether through shechita or whether not through shechita, that's called however you kill the animal, that's called lefi charev. That's not called halachic shechita. That's how many of the mafarshim understand it. That this side of the debate, it's whether it was Moshe. Moshe finds in Rashi, it was Moshe, the killing of an animal has a shame hariga. Even if through shechita, it's not called shechita, it's called hariga. The other side of the Beit Dima came in the shechta, mahanya le shechita, or no, that when you shecht it, so again, it's valid not to eat it, but to remove the tumas nevela. My, what's the resolution? Teku, we leave the question unresolved. Gemara then says, boy Rav Yosef, asked the following question. Before we get to Rav Yosef, so interesting, interesting question. The Rambam doesn't quote this debate of Rav Chista. And the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that an animal of an Ir Nidachas cannot become Tameh. Why can't an animal of an Ir Nidachas become Tameh? Because if something is Asur Bahana, if you can't derive benefit from it, it doesn't have a shiur, it doesn't have an amount. Just like you can't fulfill the mitzvah of lulav, right, with a lulav of something, of, let's say, Ir Nidachas, or lulav of something that's forbidden to get hana from. Why? Because lulav requires a certain shiur, a certain amount, and if it's Asur Bahana, it has no amount, has no shiur. It's kitute mechta shiura. So similarly, the Minchas Chinuch understands that according to the Rambam, that would be the case of the Behema Ir Nidachas. It would not convey Tuma. Why? Because since it's Asur Bana, you can't derive benefit from it, it doesn't have a Shear. In order to be Matame, in order for something to be Matame something else, then it needs to have a Shear. Okay. The Gemara then asks, Bar Rav Yosef, Seir Shal Nashim Tzidkanos, the hair of righteous women. Maha, what's Halacha? Is the hair included in the commandment that you have to get rid of the spoils? And you have to cut off their hair. Let's say again, assuming that she's not going to be killed. So, do you cut off her hair? Is it burnt? Because that's considered shlal ha'ir or not? Spoils of the city. So Amar. So the Kli Chemda says, why is it mentioned righteous women, not righteous men? Kli Chemda says that righteous men, that their hair is meant to be cut. It's omeid ligazis kazus dami. So then you would, that is considered shlal ha'ir. But women, they're not necessarily meant to cut off their hair. Their hair's not, they're not ready to cut off their hair. The Gemara says, but Amarava, how the Rashios Asir, what do you mean? We only asked the question, but the hair of righteous women, so do you mean to say that the hair of wicked people are forbidden? Why would that be true? Tikbots visarafta. See, the Torah says that the spoils, you have to do two things, gather and burn. The only type of spoils that you destroy from Ir Nidachas are those spoils that are only lacking gathering and burning. So this would exclude the hair, because hair you have to actually cut it off and gather it and burn it. So hair should not be included in the spoils that you should destroy. So Elma Rava, so rather Rava says, bepeah nachris. So it comes to the sheitel, a wig that a woman has. So the wig of a wicked person, so they definitely have to burn it. Question is it considered like a garment of a woman, and therefore do you have to destroy it? So why the garment? So the garments, halacha is that the garments of that a righteous person are not destroyed. There's a property that a righteous person is not killed in an Ir Nidachas, but his property is, but the clothing he's wearing is not destroyed. So the question is the hair on a person considered, or the sheita of the wig, is it considered like property? Now, first of all, why is the clothing not destroyed? So, truth is, Minchas Chinuch thinks this is actually going to be a debate between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, you just destroy, it's a gzeira, it's a kasav, you just destroy all the property of the in town, whether they're righteous, whether they're poor. It's a blanket law, and therefore you should destroy even the clothing of the tzaddikim. His property in the city. According to Rabbi Shimon, no, time in the crowd, the reason, he's Doris time in the crowd, he tries to figure out the reason. If the reason doesn't apply, then the halacha won't apply. What's the reason why the property of the righteous is destroyed if he didn't worship Avodah Zarah? Because he knew this is a wicked town, and yet he came. Why did he move to this town? Because of money. So he loses all his money. But the clothing off his back, he would have you know, worn anywhere. So that he didn't move to the He didn't profit by having clothes on his back. He would have clothes on his back everywhere, so then it wouldn't be destroyed. So that's an interesting debate about whether the clothing is destroyed. Minchas Chinuch thinks the debate between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon. In any case, so the question is the wig, the woman's wig, is that considered like her garment? Hey, Chidami, what's the case? begufa gufa damya. If we hold, if the wig is connected to her hair, then it's like mamish on her body, and therefore will not be burnt. It's like sort of the garments of the righteous. So we're saying that what's the case? Case is where it's not on her head, but it's hanging on a peg in the wall of her house. Is it like the property of the righteous people in the town, and therefore will be destroyed? Or dim? Okay, in the Isle of Anafik, since she constantly puts on her wig, it's not simply, even though right now it's on the peg of, it's hanging up right now, but since she's constantly wearing it, so then maybe it's clear like her clothing, and therefore not be destroyed. Teku, let the question stand. We don't resolve this question. And the Gemara continues, Ves kol shlo tikbot zel toch rechova. And you should gather all the spoils into the town square. Tanur baran ein la rechov. If there is no town square, in nasi zer nidachas, it doesn't become an ir nidachas. Div Rabbi Shmuel. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says ein la rechov, osim la rechov. If there is no town square, then we create a town square. But my can be free. What's the nature of the debate? Mar savar rechova meikar mashma. Rabbi Shmuel holds that when it says that toch rechova. You gather it into the town square, it has to be a town square that's already existing. Umar Rabbi Akiva saying, Rechova Hashanah Mashma, no. You see, you can even if you create a town square, that's still considered a town square. So that's the nature of the debate between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael.